Rabbi Sima b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amar Rebbe lo ha'ocha lo chometz lo matzah. Lo matzah min hadad Rabbi Levi. That's the din of matzah be'erev Pesach. Amar Rabbi Levi, as he riff quotes it. Lo chometz min hadad Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir. He didn't eat chometz the whole day because he gets kosher the carbon Pesach. U'machshin and Rebbe talmidei de Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Rabba. What a great raya! Issa begins in the morning. So the Ramban is not convinced on the Ramban's proof. So Machlokas so far three shittas. When does it begin? Begins Chatzos. Begins we call 10 o'clock, 4 hours into the day. Or begins presumably at Alos HaShachar. That's the Pashup shot. And the other sheet over here. That's when you can no longer eat matzah. We shall see perhaps another possibility of the whole, even from the night before. And there's a minig of even for a month, or some for Rosh Chodesh, or for the Purim, just been hoggish. But the Igor then, there are pace. Fine. Let's go back now to the Tosus Tzaditas of the place. So it can't be matzah, Bosai, because matzah is certainly prohibited before the 10th hour. How much before? Either 3 hours before, or 5 hours before, or 9 hours before. Right. This case may be fine. Even mina tagima, I'm a big gemara daf kuf zayin beis that the metal of mina tagima. It's mutter mina tagima. Yesh lomar da ari b'matzah ashira, but also b'yushalmi ela b'matzah real lasos boi dechov also v'och lekod zman, but matzah ashira sharia. V'chein hayanoga ben atam tid matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is only mutter when until 3 o'clock. Once 3 o'clock, which is the beginning of the 10th hour, matzah shira is prohibited. Adka. With this so far, that's the proof from this Tosis, that matzah shira is what the Erfes. The Vilna Gaon famously says, we read it in the shira on Wednesday. No, he thinks matzah shira is usur on Erev Pesach. Usur. That's the famous Gro in Tuf Mem Dalet, where he says it's impossible to fulfill Shalosh Shudis on Erev Pesach B'Shabbos. Why? Because you have to have pas, and you have to have Yeftach Hatzos. And Matzah Shira is also. So, it's checkmate. This is the famous girl. What's Pshat in this Gemara? What is it that Loyoch Olam, so he makes reference to the Pirush of Mishnayos LaRamba? What did Pirush of Mishnayos LaRamba say in explaining this Mishnah? He told you Pshat. Rambam said Pirush of Mishnayos, it speaks very clearly, because exactly what? The Rambam, I'll read the Lashon again. Those who have the Rambam, the Mishnah is in the back. Those who have it in the back, see it a second time. Good Chazara. Page Chav Dal and Adapim. Says the Rambam. Asur menu lechol harve mishar machol. Can eat a lot of other machol. And the Vilna Gaon makes reference to the Pirush of Mishnah. Now the question becomes, why make reference to a pirush of a shnayis, which is not the final word? Why just quote the Rambam in the Yadach HaZakar, in Mishnah Torah, which we all have it. I showed you this on Wednesday. It's found over here in the Hei Mishpat Hamole, page Zayin, end of the second column. Osru l'chachom u'lechol matzah b'er Pesach k'day she'hekel achidos ha'ver, etc. Shabbat, okay. And therefore, you can't also lechol er ha'pesach b'kod ha'ar mincha b'kibak b'shikonis ha'chidos matzah b'tavo avol ochel hu ma'at peiros erokos v'lo yamala kreisa mehen b'beinu shalelum. Why quote a pirush of Mishnah? You can quote the Rambam, the Rambam, Yad HaChazaka, Mishnah Torah. So Sternberg writes in Mo'an and Muzmanin a very nice diuk. Simon Reish from Aleph in Mo'an and Muzmanin. He says the Rambam here says lo yamale kreso mehen. That's a connotation of a guy's mamish pigging out, as we call today. He's completely stuffed to the gills. After which is a chilagas. But the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis says more than that. He says, what? One more time. Pirush Mishnayis, he says, what? He says, Minu lechol harbe mishar machol. Not merely carrots, even harbe. Only metabol, only a little bit. That's why the Pirush Mishnayis is more powerful than the Yad HaChazaka, and hence it's quoted by the Vilna Gaon in his explanation. Fine. This is the Shitas HaGura. Of course, the question becomes, why is that so? Why is it so? So there are different understandings of why it might be so, and this is going to lead us to a whole new discussion of the nature of the exclusion of Matzah Shira and the nature of the we spoke about back on Naflam and we're going to come back again. So I have here the classical sefer called the Oats of the First Year Talmud, which exists in Perek Arvei Pesachim. And I'm going to read to you a brief excerpt from our daf, which is Tzadi Testament Base. And they have many, many footnotes here on the bottom. Question: Why, in fact, is Matzah Shira also called the Rambam? Tosfos, Rabbi Netanya, has a very beautiful explanation of why it's mutter. Truth is, we had a Maharal Prague, spoke about it on Wednesday. The Maharal Prague said in Dvoros Hashem Perek Memches, that a person could be Yotzei Matzah, he's just not Yotzei, what? He's just not Yotzei Lechamon. But the Tzveidin is the core mitzvah of Matzah, and then there's the additional dimension of Lechamon. Since he is Yotzei, the core mitzvah of Erev Tov Matzahs, therefore for that reason, you cannot have the Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach. The Mogen Avraham has the cash against the Maharal Prague is against the Gemara that Mem Lamed Chesam and Beis by Matzah Table Emes Matzah Shira by Chalas Toda, implying not Yotze at all, not Yotze at all, and I gave an answer that the Mogen Avraham quoted one line in the Maharal which is a little bit not so meduyah. He threw an expression b'shas atchak. If you read the entirety of the Maharal, he says no, they're tzvei dinim, two sentences, dinim erev tov l'matzah, dinim lechamoni. So we understand the Gemara in the Lamed Chesam and Beis, Tepulei B'Shematzah Ashira, because if you did not have Matzah Ashira, perhaps you fulfilled the mitzvah of Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs, but you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Oni. That of course implies that the secondary din, what's that? Chalos Tod, what's more? Do you remember the Gemara? You probably forgot. Open to Lamed Chesam and Beis. I've also had like to do things about that. Lamed Chesam and Beis. Just to review, fresh our memories. This is the moment of Rome's cash against the Mara. The Gemara is over here in Lamed Chesam and Beis. I've also said. Tanik Avosid Rav Yosef. Yochol Yeitzi Odom Yochol Vosel. Luchalas Tomer Bekikin Nozer. Tamaloma. Shivas Yomim. Matzos Tochelu. Matzah Anachelas Teshiva. Yotzes Azu, she'ena nachelas Hashiva, Eliyom, Balayim. Fek to Gemara, v'tepe neim lechamoni. So if we're going to say, in order to defend the Maharal Prague, that there are two dinim, it's a core mitzvah of Erev Tov L'Matzah, and then there are add-ons. What's an add-on? An add-on is lechamoni. We have to also assume that Matan Achelas Shiva is also an Erev. That the Erev Tovu Matas works for, even though it's Matas Shiva, and even though it's not Achelas Shiva, but it's an additional dimension which exists for both sides in these two cases. And it makes a lot of sense for both sides. Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu, that's found over here on the side of both sides. Torah Ora Sholem. Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu. Lam Chesem and Beis in the Torah or HaSholem. But Rabbi said, let's find the Pesuk of Lechemoni when it's quoted in the Torah or HaSholem and see what it says. Lam and Vav and Aleph. Take a look in the Torah or HaSholem. If you have it on the side, come on, look inside. First one, Aleph. Lo Sochal Olav Chometz. Shivas Yomim Tochal Olav Matzos Lechemoni. What's common to both of these two drushes? Again, Lo Sochal Olav Chometz. Shiva Yisrael Tochel Matzos Lechemoni. Here it says, Shiva Yisrael Matzos Tochel. What's common to both? Shiva Yomim. Shiva Yomim. We'll come to that in a minute. So apparently these two are on the same level, and you're not yotzi some extra dimension. But the core mitzvah of the Erev Tochel Matzos, we should turn to the Gemara right now. And Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. Did we see it on Wednesday? I don't remember anymore. I don't think we got. Should I show it to you? No. Kuf, Chaf, you have to see the we keep talking about Erev Tov Lamatis. Where is that? It's also a tricky pasuk. Kuf, Chaf, Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara as follows. Tanek Havasi Derov. The last few lines, that's 10 lines in the back. Sheish is Yomim Tov Lamatis. Uvayom Ashi Ateras Hashem Alokech. The pasuk is found in Parshas Re'eh. Ma Shvi Rishus. Af sheishes yomim rishus. My time. Rashi wants to come. Have a double shayev bechlal. What was to be shmo in the morning? Yotzim in a klal. L'lame. L'olam alatz v'yotza. L'olam in a klal kula yotza. Famous. So therefore, what does that mean? When you give a midas, Shamatza is a rishus or Pesach. Yochol af laila rishim rishus. Talmud lomar. Al matas umrorim yochlu. That's very nice. And the other is Masha Beis Miklash Kayam. Because Masha Beis Miklash Kayam is eating Korban Pesach. As you see over here, it's interesting. This phrase is very not meduyak. Why? Take a look in this pasuk. Where does this pasuk come from, Rabbi Osai? Amasas Timurim Yochlu. Where does it come from? Look on the side. It says, Bamidbar Tes Yudal. Bachodesh Hasheni. What? Where's that talking about? Rabosa. Pesach Sheni. That's crazy. We're not talking about Pesach Sheni. So it's probably a better pasuk. Is a pasuk in Parshas Bo by Pesach Rishon. Sliyas Sliyesh Umatas Amroim Yochlu or something like that. I don't have a chumash in front of me. Show me a chumash. I'll show it to you. A slightly different pasuk. In any event, it implies that Matz is connected to the Korban Pesach. So fine. This Matzah, this Midrash Kain to the Gemara, Minayin, Tamalama, the last line, Be'erev Tovu Matzis, Hakosav Kuvo Chov. That's a very, very tricky pasuk. Very tricky. Take a look in Torah Shalom Beis. Barishon, the Arba also layom lachodesh bo'erev tochlu matzos ad yom o'echad besin lachodesh bo'erev. On a simple level, pshuta shabikra, don't do a Pesach, right? Right? It's a mitzvah of 7 days. But the Gemara makes a whole drush out of it. No. Since Barishon, bo'erev tochlu matzos, that means Pesach night, even if there's no Pesach Mikdash. And yes, it's a mitzvah to eat matzos or should eat matzos or you. Can he matters? Can anything else? We'll see soon. Until the end of Pesach, until Pesach is over 7 days later. This is what the Gemara has over here in the Sefer Pesachim. Daf Kuf Chof Amud Al. Kuf Chof Amud Al. So now, Rabbi Osai, the question: this Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, there's no hint of Lechem Oni here at all. Lechem Oni is not found until Parshas Re'eh. Yeah, Pasha's bow, tons of psukim, which talk about it. They even have a little balosa, Pesach Sheni. Nothing about Lechem Oni. Halodobo. Kamzecha Samsovo, the Chiddush Nifla. and says, you got to look carefully at the Diyukei HaPsukim. The Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which we saw quoted on the Af Lamed Vav Amud Aleph in the Torah or HaSholem, says, Lo Sochal Olav Chometz. What's Olav mean? It's Dvorim Tezayin Gimel. Who knows what Dvorim Tezayin Aleph and Beis say? Any Balkari? You lay it three times a year on Yom Tov. Kol HaPchor, or Asa Tiyasa. Shemor Es Chodesh Aviv. Vesisa Pesach Hashem Alkecha. Ki V'Chodesh Aviv. Otziach Hashem Alkecha Yitzayim Loilu. Vaz Avach Ta Pesach. Hashem Alkecha Tzon HaBoga. Next Pasuk Gimel. Losochel Ol. Ol refers to Korban Pesach. Says the Helio Chassam Sofer. That the entire din of Lechemoni is only applies to Matzah in conjunction with Korban Pesach. So today, on the level of Doraisa, absolutely nothing wrong with Eng Matzahs. Can you imagine that? You get, oh, this guy, Eng Matzahs, say, Azah Moritz, Azah Moritz, Azah Talmud Chochum, Gilzit B'chassam Soifer, and Bizman Azeh, there's no problem. Slowly. Elamai, says the Gemara, okay, Shadavish of a minion. Man Abayis, they disqualified Matzah Shiras, the so-called Olav, Shiras of the Olav Matzah Lechemoni. So this man has there, Midra Bottom, you have to have Lechemoni, and you can no longer have Matzah Shiv, even this man has there. So says the Chassam Sof.
Why would it still be at the
Rabbanim? I'm sorry?
Why would it still be at the Rabbanim?
Well, since Bismana Mikdash, when you had Korban Pesach, you had to have Lechemoni. Rabban said, today also Shabbat Lechemon. You find many things like that. We'll see soon in our own Gemara. In our Gemara, the Gemara suggests the possibility of the whole idea of Samach and Michal Yovel with a Korban Pesach. And still applies to Ba'azet. So you see, Shabbat. Rabban said,
what? No indication that there's
like. Chazam Sova is indicated in itself. Made in the Pesach of Tokal Olav Lechemon.
I meant in Chazal. That means.
No. In the Chumash, we're told the Chumash. Pretty good source.
You think if this really
is
true, then
there would
be some indication of it in
Rishon. You're right. No way. Chassam Sofer made it up. But once you want to be creative, Rabbi Osai, if you look in the Mikroi Kodesh, but I have the wrong volume. This is Pesach Beis. The very last page of Pesach Aleph quotes a Reb Yitzchak Ponevision. Reb Yitzchak LePonevision. He's also quoted over here, I believe, in the Ultimate Farshia Talmud. Believe. Yes. He tells her to look back. By the way, in this Otzer, he quotes a Rishon called at the Maral Mitrach. The Aruga Sabosa, the Rabbeinu Avraham Barab Azriel. Rabbeinu is a Rishon. Okay? I don't know if they say Aruga Sabosa well, but you can look it up, it's a Rishonim. V'chein em ochel matzah shiru yidei matzah yotza yidei lechemoni lo yotza to lechemoni mitzvah ben avshi. What could you want me for us? Marami Prabhu Muhammad and Das Rishon. Wow. It's amazing. Okay. But somewhere he quotes, let me tell you where it is. Zeche Yitzchak is as follows, the opposite of the Chassam Sofer. Chelek Aleph Siman Pei. You can bring it in, I don't know if you have an obvious message in the library. Shemata Nechelet Siman Pesach Ein Bo Kol Dinei Matzah Shenemru B'Mitzvah Matzah Atzma V'Einish HaMitzvah Hi HaPesach V'Lo HaMatzah. And he quotes from Reb Chaim Stencils Siman Mem Beis. She ain't Sarah Kazayas Rosa Matzah. Tzavdas Panech, the Rabbi Chava says, in Chidush Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel Rozovsky, Psachim Os Kuf Mem Zayin. So therefore, Pesach Sheini, he says, when there's no independent mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, only Pesach Al Matzah Moror, there's no din, he suggests, of Matzah Sheyochol Teyavon. You would have a mashu, you have to have a kazais. Therefore, there's no issue to eat Erev Pesach Sheni. How do you like that? we'll have to come to the matter, the Achila Gasa question later on. This is found in footnote 86 in the ultimate Farshia Talmud. Later on, footnote 137, there he quotes a Chasam Sofer. He says one way. I'll read what he quotes over here. Lechem oni nema rak b'matan achelas nema pesach. The field is man hazeh, lechad in lechem oni, rak b'n rabbonah b'n lechem oni. This is Chasam Sofer. But, Rabosai, Zeche Yitzchak seems to say exactly the reverse. Mamish the reverse. That the din of lechem oni is only a din in the regular din of mitzvah matzah, not in the din of matzah nachelas in a Pesach. So once you're being creative, you can come to two completely opposite conclusions. The truth of the matter is, if you look at the pasuk, it sounds like they're both not right. Because the context of lechem oni is 7 days. Shivas yomim tochel olav matzahs lechem oni. Get the impression that 7 days you're supposed to have lechem oni. That's a simple read. 7 days of lechem oni. If you remember the brisker rab, we spoke about it at some length, we learned that Lamed Vav indicates that in theory there'd be a din of lechem oni all 7 days. But the Rambam wrote, but you only need it on one day. We said Shabbos and Rabbeinu Manoach. One day doesn't mean one night. It means one day. The Lashon was Meduyuk. Yom Kamal or Talush Li V'Chalva. Means one day, the whole first day. Tetzvav by night, Tetzvav by day. Some kind of a unique din. Not to do with the actual Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is only at night. This first day requires din of Lechem Oni. Once you say that, Rabosai, that extends past the Chiyuv, it's only one little step to say that it is applied all 7 days. Guess who says so? The Nemuke Yosef on Aflamid Vava Manala says so beferish. Shivas Yamim Tochal Matz Lechem Oni. Rav Sternberg quotes it in two places in Moanim Asmanim. He quotes it verbatim. That's what the Nemuke Yosef says. What does that mean? That means, Rav Osai, this entire Mahalach means. That she spoke about from the Brisker of earlier, and which Rebbe Yosef says, and even quotes the Targum Yonason. Targum Yonason says you have to, in the Parshas Re'eh, you have to matzah lishma all 7 days. All of this, Rebbe Osai, points in a single direction. What's that? What is it? Well, that's a radical statement, but we should say a little less radical. The Vilna Gaon, it says in Maaseh Rav, open the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes it briefly. Open the Mishnah Berurah, Tav Ayin Hey, Sifkot Mem Hey. It's a famous Maaseh Rav, and it's discussed at length by the Mefarshim of the Maaseh Rav. Okay, the Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Ein Chiyuv Achilas Matzah Ela B'Layla Harishon Bilvad. Where did it come? Gemara Kuf Chof, we just read it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Meme, U'B'Shema Gro Kosu. It's in Maaseh Rav. Maaseh Rav is called Simon Kuf Pehe, I believe, in Maaseh Rav. Da Kol Ponim Mitzvah Iko Lecho Matzah Kol Shiva Ela She'Eino Chiyuv. That's what he said. The Maaseh Rav said so. He brought up a number of riots. Number of rites. The Gemara says it's called a Rishus. Kufkof. Says the Gra, Rishus Legabe Chova. Okay. It's a mitzvah. Legabe Chova is called a Rishus. Where's the source of the concept? Beitza? Maybe. Where's that expression? If you look at Brachas, Rabbi Osai, Chovav Manal, Tfilas Avos Rishus. Remember that? Famous. The person who doesn't have a marav in this room? Tfilas Avos Rishus. The Tosa says, Ha Damin, Tfilas Avos Rishus, Haynu Legabe Mitzvah Cheres Vioveres. doesn't really mean Mishus. It means that it's not, it's a Mishus as opposed to the Chova of Shakras and Mincha. Doesn't mean it's really Mishus. You have to do it. So too says the Gra. Mishus and Kufchof of an Aleph means that it's not of the Chiyuv, not of the Chiyuv of the first night. But if you eat matzah throughout Pesach, you have a mitzvah, you get a mitzvah point. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, Rabbi Osai. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah kiyumis. So I said, Vilna go. And they call the Chizkuni. Chizkuni is a Pshuta Shemek, where is he? In Parshas Bo. As agreeing with this Nakuda. So this whole idea, Matzah Shira, Rabbi Osai, Shiva Asyomim Tov Olad Matzah Lechamoni, you get an impression, Rabbi Osai, that all week long, you have a mitzvah if you eat regular matzah, but you don't have a mitzvah if you eat Matzah Shira, because it's not Lechamoni. Shiva Asyomim Tov Olad Matzah Lechamoni, Pshuta Shemikra. 7 days of matzah aniyah, of lechamon. That's the mitzvah. So if you have matzah shira, you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. Are we required to go to do this mitzvah all the time? So Rav Sternberg talks about that also. I think it's in Reish Samach Zion. I think it has a discussion. Are you mechuyev to do this? Should you just stuff yourself with matzah for 7 days straight? You want a mitzvah points. A lot of mitzvah points possible in this world. You have to, you know, a lot of mitzvahs kiyumios. We need a lashon over here. Reish Sam of Zion. He wants to know. Im yesh inyan in bedakach laharbas bepesel v'achilas matzah she yiska laharbi mitzvahs mon sota that Moshe wants to go there to shalta kiyumi mitzvahs tzitzis. You must not have to wear a full coat of garment. You get punished if you don't. No, he says. You're not mechuyev to shecht. You don't have a mitzvah of shechita. I tzitzis, this is unique. Why? Reisim also schadus kamitzis Hashem. But then he says, wait a minute. If you look at matzah, what does it say? What's the pasuk say? Shiva shem tov matzah. Why? And the pasuk again. So Rav Osai, if it's a matter of schira, maybe you should be like tzitzit, you should have a lot of matzah. And he says, not really. No one should get sick. Even if matzah was gone, the grow was big into it. Even if shalosh shuras that much on Pesach, and they never had another yom tov because they wanted the extra bits of having matzah.
But then you see, you only have
it
at mealtime, so it wasn't continuously eating matzah.
No, the Gra didn't eat matzah all day long. At the briskers, you know, they suck candies all day of Yom Kippur because they want every single second. You don't find the Gra was sucking matzah crackers for 7 days straight. Yeah.
Which
safer was
every just
time? I mean, there's more of them was manin, Rav Sternberg, Simon Reish, Sam of Zai. So Rav Osai, this brings us to the Baal Amor. At the end of the Masechta. Please turn to the Baal Amor, the very end of the Masechta Psach. In our print, you'll find it on page Ayin Ches. The old print is called Zion, apparently. Yesh Sholin. Can you see it? Again, Ayin Ches in our print, the old print is called Zion. V'yet in the Baal Amor. V'yesh Sholin b'achidas matzah. Ma tam ein onu mevorchen alea kol shiva, kemo she mevorchen al sukkah kol shiva. Kamina mei adadi, shalai la rishim chova mekam vel pashus. Ema matz, bein besukkah, ki yisperk ayoshin. What a great kash. So what's the obvious answer? Before we go on, what's the obvious answer? The simple level. Rebos, what's the obvious answer? Anybody? The obvious answer is, if you sit in Sukkah 7 days, you fulfill the mitzvah. But Sukkah's tenshu shimashom is a mitzvah, kipshuto. Whether you eat matzah after the first night, it's only a rishus. What it means, matzah, means don't eat chometz. That's all it means. On a simple level, the Torah says eat matzah, not like the gra. It means it's not a mitzvah, matzah. It just means don't eat chometz. You want to eat potatoes and apples, the same thing? No difference between potatoes and apples and eating matzah. That would be the simple answer to give. Who gives this answer? The Bogan Avram. And Simon Tafresh Lamates. And Nukha Sukha says that answer. Is that what the Balamora says? Yes or no? See what he says. Yesh Lashem. Fisha Adam Yochol Bishar Yamim Lama Belo Achilas Matzah. Yanizon Beorez Vidochen. Vachomine Paris. Mash Enkein Bisukha. Shein Yochol Lama Belo Shena Shlosh Yamim. Who chayav lishin besukul etayelba? That's his answer. Is there time? Is mevorachin al sukul kol shiva? Is mevorachin al matzah kol shiva? But time nochon. Is this the same as the Magen Avraham's answer? No. I thought the answer is no. So in the new Ma'aseh Rav, I thought the answer was yes. I thought the answer is no. And they make reference to look in the Birkei Yosef. Because quotes one of the Gedolim says, "What's the Balamor talking about? Give the obvious answer." The Magen Avraham's answer, that in Sukkot is a mitzvah all 7 days, and Pesach it's not. The fact that the Magen Avraham did not give that answer, that's what I thought. He did not give that answer. He gave a different answer. So you get an impression that the Balaam held like the Gra. Like the Gra. Like the Gra. Because the mitzvahs are saved by matzah, same as Sukkot, but they were not metaken the bracha, unless it's impossible otherwise. Sukkah turns out to be a mitzvah chiyuvis. Why is it a mitzvah chiyuvis? Because you have no choice but to sleep. There's no boy choice but to sleep. So you have to sleep in the sukkah. If you could go, you're a bionic man, didn't have to sleep for 7 days, and you would just subsist on vegetables. So no, there wouldn't be a chiyuv gomer need to be in the sukkah. But since we're not bionic, we have to sleep. So mainly you have to, so it's a mitzvah chiyuvis de facto. So you make a bracha on the mitzvah chiyuvis, none of the mitzvah kiyumis. Who can answer me a question against this? Who makes a bracha sherkid ishamu misasavet sivano on almost a daily basis? Tzitzis is a good question. The answer is tzitzis is tricky. Because tzitzis, once you put on a four-corner garment, then it becomes already a chiyuv. But is there something which you make a bracha on, certainly on Shabbos, three times, two, sure, probably three, and maybe more? But you make a same bracha during the week, you don't really have to do it. What's that? Asher kiddushon b'mitzosav b'tzivano on the tilas yadayim. Well, who plans to wash for lunch today? Anybody plan to wash? And if you have a menu, figure it out. Is there a chiyuv to wash for lunch today? Oh, maybe it's Rosh Chodesh. Oh, a bad day. Who's going to wash? And who washed last Sunday? Or last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? You make it on tilas yadayim?
Yeah.
Why? It's only mitzvah kiyum. It didn't have to do it. Let's say, if you're eating bread, you have to do it. If you're eating meat, you have to chef. Maybe that's the answer. But then I saw Rav Sternberg says, that's why I thought of a little bit on my own, that's you make a bracha on the heter. You're matir something. So you find a bracha on my Rebbe's plan, I'm on the matir. That's in those kinds of cases. You have a mitzvah kiyumis, which is not matir, and you can do without it, chazal and namatak and a bracha. So it appeared. Karabosai, these are some of the chidushim that we're seeing over here, but we're not finished yet. Because Rav Sternberg has another piece, which is fascinating, on the very same inyan. Simon Reish Mem Aleph. Is this on Hebrew books? more than Uzman.
Maybe.
I'll
check.
Why not see it inside? He has a very fast, huh?
Pesachilat Aleph, Gimel.
Good, Gimel. Okay, Gimel, we're on Gimel. Fine. Go on, Hebrew books. Why not see inside? You know, both of you can always see. Computer's off?
No,
oh, it's on. Oh, Shem. So, Rabosai, while we're going on screen, we'll say from the sefer itself. Listen carefully. Umeat and nira de belel pesach sheochal matzah lo makayim shtrei mitzvahs. Reishis achilas matzah belel tetzvah mitzvah saseh. Berav tov lamatzahs. Ve'ol makayimin kol shiva sheochal matzah mitzvah saseh kiyumis. Uchamavua b'sefer ma'aser rav. As I told you, we're willing to go.
Okay.
Is that on?
No, I was saying it.
Okay. V'layla rishona lo gora u'mekayim in oz b'achila kama mitzvah t'chol shiva. V'yesh loma, one could suggest the mitzvah t'chol shiva ein tzorech b'lechem oni. As the Rambam said. Remember that? That's the famous Rambam that the Brisker Rav spoke about. But the Brisker Rav said a chiddush based on lashon of the Rambam, if you may recall, that there's only a need of zeichel lechem oni on the first day, which we interpret to be the first day, not the first night, the entire first day we said a chiddush. Uveyom arishon b'levad, we should tzarech leo zichron lechem oni. So you don't. I'm on page tzadi tes.
Tzadi tes.
Next. Thank you. I'll be okay. Okay, let's take a look. Oh, so beautiful! It's a big print. This is what I just read. Trei mitzvahs. Reish achilas matzah leil tetzvah. Mitzvah say. Bo de mekayim en kol shiva k'sheochol matzah mitzvah say kiyumis k'humis hefer ma'isa rab. V'lai levi shon alo gar mekayim en oz b'achilas kan mitzvah kol shiva. Yesh lomar. The mitzvahs kol shiva ein tzor b'lechem oni. As the Rambam said before. This is the Rambam. Here it is. Uveyom arishon b'levad v'shut tzaroch lios zichron lechem oni. Not what we said until now. Until now we said, according to other mefarshim, that lechem oni is required all 7 days. Shiva siyam, that's kipshuto. But Rambam said, that's kipshuto. But that comes to Halacha and says, no, as the Brisker Rav explained it. That would have been pshuto. Rambam comes to lefukim pshuto. It's not really required. Meila, b'layla, rishon, yeah, nami. Acha kazayas rishon, look at this. Acha kazayas rishon. Ein tzorech b'lechem oni. The Mekayim Oz and Mitzvah to call Shiva. Leave out the Maral Miprat. It doesn't mean the Maral is wrong. Rav Jolti said the Rambam holds up the Maral Miprat. Even not that way. Even if the Maral be wrong. So the first Kazayas, if you didn't need Lechem Oni, you're not Yotzi anything. Zippo. Okay, fine. But every other Kazayas past the first one, you can fulfill the Mitzvah Kiyumis on the first night of Yom Tov with every Kazayas of Matzah Shira.
Why? By the first night. The lechem oni is on the first night.
Good question.
And the kazayis yotza is going on the other dinim of the matzah on the first night.
Good, you're saying a good question. Hold on. Let's go slow. The shap is over agro. Shein lechol matzah shir b'lel pesach. She mekayim b'layla bo ha-mitzvah to kol shiva. V'lochein. Roi lemnoa gami matzah shira. She heke she ochlo oz le-mitzvah dafka. Can you explain it one more time? It's like he's contradicting himself. What's he saying over here? Why did Gra say, this whole paragraph, let's read it again. Why did Gra say, they shouldn't have Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach? He seems to be saying that if you had Matzah Shira all 7 days, as a kiyum of Achilas Matzah, but you lack the kiyum of, you know, the kiyum of Berav Tov L'Matzah, which has to be dafka lechem oni. Kach is exeris akosta. So since there is some kind of a kiyum on Pesach night of Matzah Shira, in order to make a heker, you should not have Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach. That's a little pshat, a remarkable pshat, a remarkable pshat. Let's go further. What does Tosus hold? Tosus is going to be in Rabbeinu Tam. The matzah shira is mutter. Why? The matzah shena mishumeres. Matzah shena mishumeres. Modu diyosu. That's what many Rishonim said. And the Marsha says the matzah shira doesn't taste like matzah. Matzah lo lishma tastes like matzah. Lo ivanti. What's the taste of doing anything? He doesn't like it. Doesn't like taste. Okay. Nears Daiti Nears Rosi Rishon Rishori Lecha Matza Ashir Kol Hayom. To the datum Ein Mitzvah Klal B'Matza Ashira. Gam B'Mitzvah Achilas Kol Shiva. U'Mikra Mole B'Parshas Re'ei. Lo Sochal Olav Chomitz. Shiva Asya B'Matza Olav Matza Ramoni. Hey, Mefurish to B'Kol Shiva Nami Ha'Mitzvah Lecha Moni Dachal. She does it. Yeah. Hold on. She does a Rambam. Shemena Tzorach Loma. The Mitzvah Kiyum Asya Afina Midichsiv Shiva Asya B'Tochlu Matzas. Veloksiv hasal lechamoni. It's more than one puzzle, right? Not the pashas bow. Chematos leib benukei Yosef. She'ein mekayim and amitzah bechol shiva ela belechamoni ayin shom. Okay. V'im kein shaper asu be'erav pesach matzah shalom nefes to shmo. Why? The mekayim and bo amitzah bechol shiva belel pesach. But matzah shira ein a matzah. V'ein a ruigal amitzah bechol shiva. Valken Shari Valp Erev Pesach Rosi Shapir. He outdoes the Marsha. The Marsha says the distinction based upon taste. Tzorach Shturman says it's better than taste. It's la halacha. It's la halacha. It's a halachic distinction. One is good for the all 7 days, and one is not. Vamiri kan sove shafilu matzah shalol nefes tishmo shor lechol Erev Pesach. Ulai svirle the matzah shalol nefes tishmo. Ein mekaymin bo a mitzvah de kol shiva. The reshus to gabei chov a mitzvah. I'm a dumb de chov a shenev as a shema dafka. We'll see soon. O neima she ein. That's one shot in the mirror. Or second shot she ein also ver pesach elak sheroy la mitzvah halayla mitzvah chov. For lo b'makos shein a real mitzvah kiyumis to kol shiva. Ki agav lo asu b'asu shap. So it's two different shots within the shita of the mirror. Fine. This is what he says over here. Fascinating. This is fascinating. Now, the Meiri, when he suggests over here, two pshatim, again, what's one pshat? One pshat is that no, matzah shlo nefes shmo and mekayimin bo mitzvah de kol shiva. I mentioned that to you last time, a few minutes ago, from the Targum Yonason. The Targum Yonason, which is quoted by the same author, the Mo'ad Muzmanim, in Siman Reish Samach Zayim, is beferish near the Shema all 7 days. That could be pshat in the mirror. Fine. So far, so good. Hey, Nemes. This is a great question. Sheba Onyi lo zachisi lahavin shidas Rabbeinu Agroz Atzal. The old Poskim. The Asi Matzah Shira kol yom erev Pesach. Heich yafarnesu sugyas ha-gemara. Reish Perek Avi Psoch. What does it say there? Shem Eschilu Berav Pesach Beheter Ein Mavsikin Ayin Shem Betosus Kuf Amun Alef Mechlal. Let's take a look. Look at the Tosus Kuf Amun Alef Mechlal. Everybody say, give a look. Mitzvah Shavua Devri Chacham. Give a look. Kuf Amun Alef. The Gemara discusses over here a situation about a machlokas to begin and a machlokas to be mafsik. Michlal the pligi of Yosef and Tarvayim. What's Tarvayim mean? Haschola and Afsok. The Tanya mafsikin the Shabbos of the Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yosef ain't mafsikin. So once you began, Rabbi Osai, you don't have to stop. That's a shayla. Frick, Rav Sternbuch. How do you define the beginning? Because Bishlam Iber of Pesach Shari B'Matzah Shira Tzamach L'Mincha Mayrish Hizchilu Suda B'Shat B'Matzah Shira B'Heter B'Nimshach B'Chi Aigav Neim Avsikin because he started a Suda B'Matzah Shira Avol I Neim O'da Matzah Shira Osur Kol Erev Pesach V'Oisur D'Tzamach L'Mincha U'Lamala Mar b'harbi yirokos greater than Rambam Shita. Hello, ain b'chlal b'zeh hadin shemeschila mafsikin. Shirak b'suda kavua b'pas hadin shemeschila mafsikin. V'lo b'yayin ukemavua b'gemor la'alon kuf hey om and aleph ayin shom. V'kol shken b'yirokos to lochshiv is even less important than wine. The kvi, lochshiv the kvi kol kach. Vaday lo neimah shemeschila emavsikin. The ken eich shavle did who ikar adin the berav pesach meschila that emincha chayim emavsikin. But sorry, he has no answer. He has no answer to this question. The Gemara speaks about haschala on erev pesach. If matzah she was mutter, we understand. Matzah she was also can't even talk about haschala. What haschala? What's the naf kufay? The rabbis said, turn to kufay. Don't trust them for a second. Turn to kufay. What's it saying? The top of the daf. Kuf hey omer aleph. Line 3. Rav Chananya bar Shlamya v'tamidin the Rav Aviasi v'sudasa. They had a suda, and they want to know if the sun sets, nafsik. We should stop the meal. V'nikfer l'shapta. V'tzrichu shapta kavala nafsha. Okay, whole discussion. What do you do? Parts about. But Mekadosh, not going into that detail now. Rabosai says of Sternberg, the Gemara says the only time it's considered to be a proper haschala is when if you are yasvi b'sudasa, a kvius suuda. What will the Gra do with this? The Gra says there's a possibility of a schilu on erev Pesach, but there's no haschala possible if you didn't have what? Suda. Presumably a suda means when you wash, or at the very least a matashira. But he has matashira erev Pesach. So what's a kvir suda? I want to give my terrace to this kash. He has no terrace. I'll give you my terrace. The Gemara has over here a very important suga which we're not learning. We came across it very briefly. We discussed the suga of Kiddush Makom Suda way before, but just before Sukkos. We discussed it very, very briefly. Not really, it wasn't directly this Indian. But the Gemara says as follows, the following lashon. And the Sechta Psachim, Perek Arvi Psachim, in our Perek, on the Kuf Aleph Omid Beis, halfway down the page, Kuf Omid Beis, Avol Dvorim, Hatunim, Brochol Achreim, and Komon, Ein Tzorach Levorach Maitaimo, Lekiva Kama Odar. The same word Kvius is found. Now, what's included in this category, Rabosai? Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Ayin Ches has a number of different views, and the Gra, which is cited there by the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Memhei, Kuf Ayin Ches Memhei, says whatever requires an Alamichya is included in the category of the Kiva Kamahoda of Ton Broch Achrem Mekom. So I can suggest that to the Kasha of Rav Sternbach Shlita, at the Gra will learn Pshat in the Haskala. That's Chon Asugi is not talking about Matzah Ashira. No, that's also all Erev Pesach. So we call in our language Daisa. Right? Kosher the Pesach Daisa. They sell it nowadays. Kosher the Pesach hot cereal. They have for breakfast in the way. Why did they sell that? That's what I used to eat when I was a child. My mother would buy it. No, they don't have it anymore. Hot cereal. Right, it's good to eat. It's healthy. That's why I used to eat it for breakfast. Couldn't have my Cheerios, couldn't have my Wheaties. But I had this kosher the Pesach stuff. So if you stab that could be a kvius. Because according to the Gra, it makes a different context. So the Kiva Kama Hoda, but he said that might work. So Taka, what is it then? So I looked up Mishnah in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Tzadik Tes, in Ilchos Havdalah. Why? Because the Gemara that Kufay can continue. Kufay Amin Al, this is Halacha L'Maisa Mamash. Says Gemara, but the Kiddush Kovas v'lo lehavdol, v'animidin in Mifsik lo mafsikinen, aschul amaschulinen, u'mifsik nachmano amaron, ela ba'achila, ava b'shtiela. So what does that mean? That means that if you stop, Halacha L'Maisa says all the time. I both say, who washed the shalashudas yesterday? Who stopped eating as soon as the sun set? Okay, but most of us could have eaten a little bit after the sunset, perhaps. Well, there has to be a special reason to stop before sunset. Why? To avoid the problem of Yalav Yom. Right. Okay, very good. But let's assume a person, when it was allowed to go past sunset, how can that be? Because you're allowed to continue, that's the Gemara. That's if you started eating. Avo b'shtiyah lo, you're only drinking, that's not important enough. What does shtia mean? What does shtia mean? Presumably means shtias yayin. It's not enough. So Rashi and Rashbam explain. Let's take a look. The hanimini lo mafsiki l'achila avol shtia. Lav dava choshevu. Who mafsik l'mavdil. So we saw in Rav Sternberg, if drinking wine is not choshev, kabachom eating veggies. Not a question of eating versus drinking. So it's more choshev. So veggies is nothing. That's his kasha over here. So I looked it up. Sure enough, in Simon Reish Tzadik Test, where this is found, the Mishnah Brewer says in Sifkot and Beis, you made a hamotzi, you can keep going. And the Aruch HaShulchan there, Reish Tzadik Test Sifhei, is you require pas dafka. No, that's your question. If you require pas dafka, then how do you explain the din of Matzah Shira? Matzah Shira presumably would require a bar min of mizonos, would it not? The Kaveh Suda, that's answer number one. Answer number two, that we suggest that certain Matzah Shiras today require a motzi for sure, it's dark to be Kaveh Suda, like egg matzah. That's what I told you, we learned the Yom and Brochus, etc. Fine. But the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Nun Tes Heora Mem Zayin, because of Shlomo Zalman is not sure. Shlomo Zalman says maybe any Mine Mizonos is called a Kvias. I mean any Mine Mizonos. That Pesach the Kassir that I was talking about. Doesn't have to be Dafka Pas Habab Kistam of the Kvias Suda. Or Matashir, which requires Abraham and Otsi on its own. So from Shlomo Zalman, it's correct. We can go back and defend the Shita Sagra. The Kasher of Shlomo against the Gra was, if you can't have Matashira, how do you have Aschala? Yeah, that was small. My own breakfast cereal that I used to have, kind of a hot cereal which is made, which requires an ala michya, the kiva kamahodah kwan to shita sagra in simit kufay and ches, and therefore that would be considered aschal for our purpose as well. All I know to answer the kasha of Rav Sternberg over here. Fine. Here's what I told you earlier at the beginning of the year. Why did he quote the pirush of Mishnayos and not the yada chazaka? Rambam says, "Lo yamal kresa man, only even be likeres mamsh." Pirush Mishnayis, hisu baharbe, lo tsiun divin be likeres. That's Pirush Mishnayis, right? It's hard to love shad the Mishnah. Lo yochal ki agav the dafka. I don't get achila gasa. Come on, that would be hard to say. Next, there's a Mishnayis, the Stam Harbe also. Ulai me Achshav Mefarash Kam Rabba Meshuchan Arkein. The also the Harbe Yerukas. Umilu Kreis Aina the Harbe Yerukas. Avshal Ocha Mashiach Tzvi Mamish Dafka. So the Gura quotes the Gemara. Metalu Minit Hagimah. The Vamur Dafka Sharbi Kesha Tovu. Mashan Arif. Etc. 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 Harbe Levad. Also Samach Le'erev. Avshal Umilu Kreis Akashir Shein Arav. Tov Lecholo. Fine. Good. Very good. Fine. Now, did he ask the question which was asked by the Mefarsh of the Rebbe? The Rebbe David already asked this question. Where does it say so? Rashi and Rashbam say so, especially Rashbam. What does he say? Because you have a mazal shel tov teyav mishvira mitzvah. Rashi has the same thing. Mashal teyav mishvira mitzvah. Where does it say so? Look at this over here. Bishlama b'suda Shabbos. Do you also lechal harbe b'erev Shabbos? Hainem b'pnei de mitzvahs achilas b'Shabbos. You saw me own erev Shabbos. V'mocha k'shuk toiv v'sanit tvei. It's easier to understand an Isser Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif because of owning Shabbos and owning Yontif, rather than to explain it for the Kazayas Matzah of Erev Pesach. Nothing to do with owning. Av a matzah sheikra matzah mitzvah lechol b'Kazayas Matzah. Minol and sheish hidur Lech on the Tayyavim Dafka. Who said so? Lehepech. Because I lech on Shein Atoiv. Dikat Tfesh, I'm lost on Shein Mitzvah Dafka, Tzorachir. Now comes an amazing Kiddush. Vagoin balavnei nezes atzal meforesh b'mishnah b'leil tes vav mitzvah kiyum mitzvachol kazayas v'kazayas. This is in effect in the Tziv. Before this a long time ago, right? Rav's mishachol kazayas yotza. The more you eat Pesach night, even you'll say that if I have matzah chalamoy Pesach, it's nothing. If I have matzah the first night of the night of the Seder, if there's no Hesach Adas, it's all one big mitzvah. The Tziv says so. My Rebbe said so. Dig the same thing. Dig the Ramba. Fine. Adonizer already said so. Look up Pshat. For the chen osu lechol bear of Pesach, she have a lila roiv, v'yocha matzah tfei, v'yikayim a mitzvah tfei. What a beautiful Pshat. Yes.
I mean, if it's only a mitzvah kumis, though, why would we make any history not eat minhag or something like that?
It's true. Why should we have an iskut of mitzvah kumis? Good question. Excellent question. The answer is, this is such an important mitzvah kumis. Pesach night, I'm not discussing the rest of Pesach. But Pesach night, mishach ochel kazayis yotza. I want to even use an interesting verb. It sounds like a tad of a sasri. It's a kiyum de chiyuv. What does that mean? That if you continue and have beyond the minimal quantity, that's stamak kiyum mitzvah b'alma. It attaches to the original chiyuv. So it's more than just a stam kiyum. It doesn't answer your question fully, but at least a little bit. From both sides of the mafurashi gemara. You know, on the Marah Mekomah was a Gemara. We haven't even touched it. Let's see the Gemara right now. Kuf Zayin. We have to see the Gemara. Omen Al, we have to begin. The last two lines. Samach Leminuch. Iboilu. Samach Leminuch Gedola Tanan. Odima Samach Leminuch Ktana Tanan. Samach Leminuch Gedola Tanan. Umishim Pesach. Umishim Pesach. Says Rashi. Achila gasa, not an achila. Says Tos, not an achila. Tukad of achila gasa. Okay. Here's not an achila. Fine. The end of Tos is Dilma, because somebody asked this question earlier today. Dilma, the end of Tos says, what's it say? Tafilu havi tama mishan pesach, osur bizman azeh. Right? All day. Why? We don't have Korban Pesach b'zman hazeh. Tacha, davar shebeminyan applies even b'zman hazeh. The same as we said before about the lechem oni going to the chasam sof. The same thing with base amazing applies b'zman hazeh. Stop for the toys over here. Kuzayim with base. Let's continue in the Gemara. Amar Avina. Toshma, the fourth line on Kuzayim base. Afilu agripus hamelech. Shurav alecha b'teisha shos also yom layochal at shetecha. Yamet bishlam b'samach l'mincha k'tan etnan. Hayne revus at agripus. Al yamet samach l'mincha k'dol etnan. Hayne revus at agripus. Chalis lemei kara from ready from noon. Ela samach l'mincha k'tan etnan. Fine. What's the use of agripus? Well, it says, well, 9 hours for him, it's like 4 hours for us. Okay, fine. Avo matl v'ne tagima. Matu b'yarka, shama shama b'nei me'ayin. Fine. Last four lines of Kuf Zayin Rebeis. Rabosa, give a look. What does it say in the Gemara? Rova havishasi chama kuli maliyom et tepischa. Drank wine all day of Erev Pesach. Why? What did he do it for? Ki heki the nigre lilibe. If I drink a lot of wine, it's going to make him wet his appetite. The nechil matzah tfei l'urta. So he eat some pshat more matzah at night. Why more matzah, Rabbi Osai? Was he more matzah, less matzah? Not because I is. What's going on over here? The posh of pshat in this Gemara is that the more the merrier. When out of his way to drink a lot of wine to open up his stomach, should be able to eat more matzah Pesach night. So all of our discussion that we had about how much matzah must you eat, we have to talk about it. I told you that's a mikir adin, but the more you eat, it's the best. It's not just a chumrah from the Rav or the Deacon or Rambam. It's a Gemara. Oh. Back to Rav Sternberg. He quotes this Gemara. Nechos fe'el matzah l'rut. Harei she'mitzvah lechol matzah tzvei b'lel Pesach. V'lachen osu lechol b'erev Pesach she'yilo b'layla te'yavon v'yochal tzvei. V'osi shaper tam rashi rashbam. That's what they said. What's the Rambam? Chachamim harishonim or marivim v'natzim erev Pesach that sheyochol matzah b'teyavon mitzchavim esalom. That's what it says. So he's hungry. He enjoy the food more. He in the midst of Sharoy, Machilos of Hashuva. The truth is, Rabbi Osai, that on this Rashi in the Rashbam, I asked you to see the Rashash. Anyone saw the Rashash? Who saw the Rashash? What did he ask, Kasha?
In that Tai versus Adilagasa.
Yeah, Rashi and Shammah against the before Shigamar. Please open up, if you don't mind, open up, please, to the Rashash, Sadi Testament base. Open up, please. Sadi, Tez, Amad Bez, and Rashash. Our daf, you'll find it on page Mem Zayin. First one on Sadi, Tez, and Bez. The Teyav Mishim, Hina Mitzvah. Teyma, Shalom Pirish, Ka Omer, Begumar, the Kaman Kuf Zayim, and Bez. The Maaser, the Mechel, the Matzah, Achila Gasa. Upirish Bias, the Rashbam, Ve'ena Achila. What's going on? Ulai the Lamayi, the Pirisham, the Lahachi, Nok and Matzah, the Lagaboa, the Achila Gasa, Achila Muetas, Achila Gasa, Kazu, Ena El Kimo Shalola Teyovo, the Yotzeba. I mean, the Thomas isn't told us there. It's a Shveritim. Aran, Pirish, Kamish, Machila Gasa, Kanocha. Rabbol said, yes.
The problem is even more shvar, because on that Gemara, explaining Achila Gasa, the Rashbam and Rashi both say, that he won't eat the tail.
Right.
They keep mixing, jumping back.
On Kufzayim and Beis.
Yes, but they keep jumping back.
And right. Here's the answer for perhaps. Perhaps. Rashi and Rashbam are aware of the subsequent Gemara. Of matzah tvei, and the matzah tvei that the Nezah said, if you eat more matzah, you have to have a tayyavon, you have to stop eating, you should be able to have more matzah. That's why, although the Gemara started off saying it's a shayla of achila gasa, once the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Rabbi Osai, comes to the conclusion, you're supposed to be marav of yourself. Therefore, even the Isur Gomur to eat Samach L'mincha can be interpreted in light of this din of Teyavah. Again, originally, before we knew being married was only an Isur of Samach L'mincha, which is a question of Achila Gasa. But once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that even before Samach L'mincha, you should try to avoid eating because you should have married yourself in order to be able to have the matzah b'teyavah, whether it be the first kazayis or the subsequent kazayisim. Once you say that, Rabbi Osai, so the real reason for erev Pesach mitzchila v'atzof to cut that on your eating is for this purpose, the purpose of teyavah, and not a straightforward issue to avoid achila gas. No, even beyond that, that's perhaps where Rashi Rambam got it from, the maskonas and Rambam too, and from the maskonas and Gemara. But now something fascinating. Fascinating. I asked you to see, Rabbi Osai, the Mitzvah Esa. Please turn to the Mitzvah Esa, if you don't mind. Mitzvah Esa. Please turn to the mitzvah. You know what? Before that, we should see Tosfos. We can do both. Look for the Yalkut Mefarshim. Okay, the Yalkut Mefarshim. That you'll find over here on page Mem Zay. Oh, same page. Same page as the Rashash. I keep one hand here, and one hand in the Gemara itself, on Tzadi Testament base. Let's see the Gemara one more time. On Tzadi Testament base. Again. My dear Yarve Psachim, I feel the Arve Shabbos, Yamam Tovim Nami. The Tanya lo Yokal on the Barbe Psach, Shabbos Yam Tovim, and I'm in Cholamal, she connors the Shabbos Shu Tava. The Rabbiuda, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Ocha, Volachasha Tatcha. Well, gives two answers, either Rabbi Yossi or some of Lemincha. Very, very nice. Very nice. The question becomes, why? Why? Why don't we say the same exact reason you have to refrain from eating Samach Leminchuk Tana and Erev Pesach? Say the same thing apply to Erev Shabbos. Why? The mitzvah of Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos. It's the mitzvah of Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos, Rabbi Osai. Mitzvah Eisen's Kash. Look inside. The mitzvah Eisen here in Tzadi Tes Omen Beis. It begins the end of column 2 of the four columns on page Mem Zayin. Quotes the Gemara. V'nira de tama. What's the reason why we say Erev Pesach is more chomer chiv matzah than the Shalosh Sudas? Af al gav de b'shabes v'yontiv gam kenika chiyuv alecho pas min ha-Torah k'nimashim mitosus kuf al te'imu brochus mem testament beis. Do you believe it? Take a look. Don't trust them. Keep one hand here and look at Tosis Te'imu. Te'imu midi, nire da hainu timas lechem, kufalach amalach, kinaminem bepergim of the shuas, kidami inchi nitla midi, viazli viachli, vishasu. This is the rice. What do you see, the rice? What do you see? In the video? Liklash Hashem b'chupa. There's no Kovash Shabbos in Chumash. B'kitzer, that's what he claims. Okay. We broke his test. Mikol v'kav lovech mir kam 3 bo shulecha bo jom k'mo matzah k'neshecha pas erev tev. What's the difference? Look what he said. An amazing teretz mitzvah. The shiny awesome. The guy be sudas Shabbos im lo yochal b'layla yuchal lahashnim l'mochor. As Tos says, Shom. Masheken Matzah, She'en lo tashlumin. What is Shom? The next Tos is Tos of the Kiddush, Dokhalon of Kisu. Uma shlo hoya makbet al sudat Shabbos. Shlo lecha v'lo ner. Hayim mishum sheyuchu lasas l'mochor. Sholosh su'udus. Here we go. 3 meals by day. Few meals by day, it's a big deal. If you're not gonna, if you need too much on Friday, no problemo. You have 3 meals by day, you'll sleep it off. Rabosa, are you telling me lechatchila? Let's say in the summertime when the Shabbos comes in very late, we should just go to sleep without eating. And have 3 meals by day, that's lechatchila? What do you think?
You said no.
I said no, of course. I say again no. It's Svei Dinim, Rabosa. What is the din of Kovod Ve'Oneg Shabbos? And if you saw the Gemara of Kuf Heim and Aleph, you see the last line. Kuf Heim, if we spoke about this at some length, with the Sugya of Kiddush. Kovod Ayom Ve'Kovod Alayla, Kovod Ayom Koden. The last line of Kuf Heim and Aleph. The two separate halachic zmanim, my Rebbe would emphasize. Laila Ve'Yom, and Kovod Ayom is Adif, but Kovod Alayla still exists. Therefore you have no right just for this, for no purpose whatsoever, to skip the Friday night meal and say, I'll make up 3 meals by day. Where did number 3 come from? Who remembers the 3? Where's 3 come from? Hello?
Hayom,
hayom, hayom. So I'll do it 3 times by day? True, you did hayom, hayom 3 times. But you would not do the mitzvah of Kibud Va'onik Shabbos for Laila Va'yom. There's a separate time zone of Laila.
Also, it's not according to many Rishonim, the Shalashot is not the Stam and Minyan. It needs to be in its proper time.
That's correct. Exactly. Friday night, one meal. Shabbos morning, the next meal. And afternoon, the other meal. At least spoke about it at some length. You can't yourself cramming all three meals in the morning. Or things of this nature. So much so that I think I mentioned to you last time, when Erev Pesach was out on Shabbos, there's a mad rush to cram in three meals. So we do one by night and two in the early morning. I had a suggestion. Do two by night, with plenty of time, and one in the morning. Is that a great idea? So Rabbi Shechler Shlita didn't like it too much. I don't know why not, he said. I thought it was a great idea. I saw it in print, someone suggested it, and also didn't know why we don't do it. Because in the morning it's such a big rush. At night, it's plenty of time. We're going.
But the Tosis would suggest that you could be Mekayim Tosis in the morning. No, it does suggest that at night, right?
What's the difference? Either the three time zones, Erev, Avokah, Mitzrayim. Once you say that there are no borders, no boundaries, so what's the difference if you do two at night and one in the morning, or two in the morning and one at night? Is it mind of Kamiya? That's what I would have said.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because now
it's already
passed.
Covered
Yamada,
so two
suitors. Covered Yamada, two suitors by day. You have to wake up 6 in the morning, this can cover the yom. People go crazy. Plus, you have to have a kesuda, and you have to break up the kesuda in half, and then you have to have a short brachah in the tree, like ganz amaisis. Avoid the whole thing. So, although I suggested it already many years ago, I do not have the courage of my own convictions. In my house, in our pays of Shabbos, we do what everybody else does. Which means we have one suda at night and two in the morning. You know, it seems to me we've been the other way around.
Even though it's Tzaraim and Yom would be two different times, it's still both Yom.
So. Both Yom. That's what Rabbi Shachman suggested, more or less. Quarter of Chitka. Chitka has a fourth Suda. So he has three Sudas by Yom, plus the one at night. So we don't pass the way out, but that's what he said. Anyway, I'm just going back over here. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, I don't understand the Mitzvah. What's he saying? Mitzvah is saying the reason why there's no Yisrael in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontiv. You know why? To make it up in the day. You make it up in the day. You're supposed to have it at the specific time zones. And in the day, you're only making up Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. You're not making up the din of covered Shabbos or Onik Shabbos by Laila and a covered Laila and covered Yom. You're not making that up. As I mentioned at the very end of Shira on Wednesday, I have the serious Shaila. A person has missed the first night Yontiv. Must he have two meals the next day or one? Case. I'll give an example. Shavuos. Very late. I think in England they don't wash until 11 o'clock at night on Shavuos night. It's very, very late. So it gets dark late. He said, I'll take a little nap before Shul. Take his little nap at 10 o'clock. Because the next morning at 6 o'clock, I slept through the whole thing. He has to have a meal Shavuos. How many meals after Shavuos? One or two? I would have said one. I, Shabbos, have to have three. No. Shayom, yom, yom. We don't match all the shittas on Yontif, so you have to have one. So it's the same kasha you'd be stuck by Yontif, because Shabbos is going to put a lump together over here. What's the mitzvah I'm talking about?
I mean, maybe it's not so clear that they're separate simanim Tosfos there does seem to imply that Rabba wasn't telling them to eat so that you won't you'll be able to see Suda Shabbos. Maybe there certainly is a legitimate opinion that you can have multiple meals during the day, and if that's the case, then the two Sudos should still be in effect.
Maybe.
There's no minion of Sudos on it.
Right. It's just Erev and Boca. There's no minion at all.
I mean, that's not what Tosfos on. That's, I mean, the Tosfos who says that. Rabba says Dimu Midi. Tosfos asks so that you'll be able to Kiddush Malkum Suda. Tosfos says, what about Suda Shabbos? No, they can't have that the next day.
Only Shabbos, not Yontif. But here Yontif is lumped with Shabbos together.
No,
that's
just for the question.
Right, but it says it's not together. So look what Sternberg writes. Mamish the opposite. Ulam Iker Adin the Tzorach Lechol Matzah L'Tayavon L'Chora Tamua. Whoa. No, it's a previous page. I'm sorry. One second. Bishlama besudah Shabbos also lechal habi b'sherev Shabbos hanim b'nei the mitzvah chila b'Shabbos yisodah medinei onim Shabbos. We said this before. The mocha kshu toy v'mis anitzvei v'shapa roro that's what called them. But not matzah. The mamash is the opposite of what we're saying now. I mean, halacha l'maisa, we understand that there are more machmor when it comes to mitzvahs matzah when it comes to mitzvahs onim Shabbos. But Rav Shturmach and the mitzvah basis is to go along with that. But Rav Shturmach don't miss exactly mamash lehepech. And onen Shabbos, you understand, requires the more teyavon, the more onen. It's great, but when it comes to mitzvahs matzah, it's not a mitzvah of onen; it's a mitzvah of achila. As long as that achila gas, it's good enough. Good cash. So the chora pasuk pshat is that initially the Gemara is worried about achila gasa. And achila gasa, it's worse by Pesach than it is by Suda Shabbos. Not that we belittle it by Suda Shabbos, but the stakes are low. On the posh of the level, the chiyuv of Shalosh Suudas either may not be a daraisa at all, from a divrei Kabbalah, based on the psukim and the Navi Yeshaya, or even if it's a din daraisa, it's not a mitzvah for Eshes daraisa. It's an Indian midaraisa, whatever we call it that. When it comes to matzah, it's a mitzvah that say the raisha mamas, perhaps don't go matzahs. Since it's more chomer, that's what we're mak when it comes to eating before. That's a posh pshat. It's a posh pshat. Not the mitzvah that says that. I would have said my terms, not his terms. His terms would be a little bit difficult, as I'm Sturmach here implies. On both sides, I'm afraid we're out of time. So at the end of tomorrow, we'll continue these important inyanim. Okay? If we have a minyan, we can have a minyan for now. Who wants to have a minyan for now? Okay?